Part 1, Chapter 8. The great village, where thousands had lived, was obviously another one of those myths, like monsters. But he would look for it nonetheless. By the half-light of the yellowing dawn, Johnny was again trotting eastward. The plain was changing. There were some features about it that didn't seem usual, such as those mounds. Johnny detoured from his way into the sun to look at one of them. He stopped, leaning forward with a hand braced on Windsplitter's shoulder, to study the place. It was a little sort of hill, but it had a hole in the side. A rectangular hole. Otherwise, the mound was all covered with dirt and grass. Some freak of nature? A window opening? He slid off his horse and approached it. He walked around it. Then he paced it out. It was about 35 paces long and 10 paces wide. Ha! Maybe the mound was rectangular, too. An old, splintered stump stood to one side, and Johnny appropriated a jagged piece of it. He approached the window and, using the scrap of wood, began to push away the grass edges. It surprised him that he seemed to be digging not in earth, but in loose sand. When he got the lower part of the rectangle cleared, he could get right up to it and look into it. The mound was hollow. He backed up and looked at his horses and then around at the countryside. There wasn't anything menacing there. He bent over and started to crawl into the mound. And the window bit him. He backed right up and looked at his wrist. It was bleeding. It wasn't a bad cut. It was that he was cut at all that startled him. Very carefully, he looked at the window more closely. It had teeth. Well, maybe they weren't teeth. They were dull bright and had a lot of colors in them, and they stood all around the outside edges of the frame. He pulled one of them out. They were very loose. He took a bit of thong from his belt and tried it. Wonder of wonders! The tooth readily cut the thong, far better than the best rock edge. Hey, he thought, delighted. Look what I got. And with the greatest care, for the things did bite unless you were careful, he removed the splinters, big and small, from the frame and stacked them neatly. He went to his pack and got a piece of buckskin and wrapped them up. Valuable. You could cut and skin and scrape something wonderful with these things. Some kind of rock. Or this mound was the skull of some strange beast, and these were the remains of its teeth. Wonderful!